It's your boy LK Hodge.
And your boy D Ward.
And we're here with another mental stimulation conversation. Hey. Today's topic is going to be.
Isn't this episode two?
It's episode two.
This is episode two.
Well, we don't know yet.
That's great.
Well, we know, but we don't know yet.
We do know.
Okay.
You got to manifest. Put it out there in the atmosphere.
But I'm not saying that it can't be a possible episode, but we may make something else that may have to hit the fans quicker.
I mean, listen, they're going to love us regardless. But anyway, you want to ask, let's start off by, like, if you listening to this, if you've heard anything we said from the first episode we've done up until now, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you. And I hope you enjoy this episode.
So today's episode is pretty much that transition from college to the real world. And when I say the real world, I mean the adult world. Because when you leave college, you're no longer in that.
That world of being a student first and then actually being, because you're kind of in the real world when you're in college, but you're a student first, like you're a student. In the real world, you still have that support.
Right,
still dependent.
Right.
But you don't really, you're not really in the real world just yet.
And you're really not technically, you're an adult.
Just got a taste.
You're an adult, but technically you're not an adult.
Yeah.
When I say you're not an adult, because you still receive support. You're an adult,
but you're not grown.
You're receiving support, financial aid, parental support. Mm-hmm. You're around people that's your age all the time. So it's like, I wouldn't say your age, because you know community colleges don't really have people your age all the time. But you're around people that pretty much are in the same stage of life as you.
Yeah.
You're not into the real world yet, where you're like, you know, competing with people who have years in the game. Mm-hmm. And you're just a rookie in the game. So you're not really in that real world element.
Everybody
yet.
Here is kind of trying to achieve the same thing, basically.
Right. So one reason why I want to really talk about this topic because I feel like I'm in that phase right now. Like, even though I graduated college in 2016, I feel like I'm at the phase of really still transitioning from that college mindset to a more so adult mindset. And mm-hmm. even lifestyle wise, like the college lifestyle towards the adult lifestyle, because I want to do more adult things and be more adult.
Of course.
And it's like I'm trying to transition to it, but it's like I still have some of those college mindsets.
I feel you, because when I graduated college, spring 2015, I felt like the world owed me something. Like, I got my degree. You know, I'm about to get out here. I'm about to make this money. I'm about to get my car, my house, all that. Life has a great way of humbling you, the hell out of you. And I'm humbled at this point in my life. So I totally understand.
So we comprised a list of the top four things that, you know, we kind of struggled with. And some of these things I still struggle with when it comes to the transition from college to the adult world. So the first thing on the list that we're going to talk about is what's next. Mm-hmm. That is something that I think you struggle with more than me. So you want to go ahead and talk about it?
That's a big question I struggle with daily, even though I kind of have more of an idea of what I want to do. But the crazy thing is, the more of an idea, the more of the vision that you have, the more you're going to ask yourself what's next. When you have less of that, you ask yourself what's next, but it's not as big of a demand as you think it is. And when you leave college, you know, you hear things about you might have a career change. And it's so crazy, because my degree is in psychology. Come to realize, I probably should have just took up mass communication, because now I want to get into voiceovers. I want to do things with radio, you know, things on television, you know, things like that. I want to get into animation as well. So it's like, it's crazy, because I have a psychology degree. I was trying to get my master's to become a guidance counselor. And I said, to hell with that. I don't want to do that no more. So it's crazy, you know. Your mind could change, you know. It can change, and be okay. Allow yourself to change your mind. It's okay to change your mind. You have to be able to allow that in order to get to what's next sometime, because you will just sit there and you're just going to continue to ask what's next, but you're not putting no action towards it. You're not trying to figure it out. You know, don't just ask, do.
And the thing is with me, I was one of the fortunate people to not have to really face the what's next stage. Because I kind of already had a vision of what I wanted to be post-college. Since I graduated high school, I've been working with kids, and you know, I became very fond of it. Like, it was something I enjoyed doing. So I went from working with kids to starting to sub in schools. And when I was substitute teaching in schools, I was going to school for education as well. So it was like, I didn't hate it. I actually liked it. So by the time I graduated, I already had some type of network in the education field already, that when I graduated a week later, I was hired to become a teacher. So I didn't really have to face the what's next stage. It was more so of me facing the, is this what I want to do for the rest of my life stage? Mm-hmm. So is it something I want to do for the rest of my life? No, but I don't think that I would not be a lifelong educator. I would still want to educate people into, you know, different things, not just academic things, but more so life skills and, like, you know, just motivation,
inspiration. Probably need more life skills than academic skills these days anyway.
Right. So I want to be an educator of wisdom and, you know, life lessons. So that was something that I, well, that's something I currently face now. It's not, like I said, I didn't face the what's next stage, but I see D Ward has the what's next stage.
Yeah, I got plenty of experience in that.
So next on the list, this is something I face now. Like, this is a big, big thing I face now. Changes of relationships.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to go ahead. Yes. I'm going to just jump off. I'm going to just jump out the window with this. I remember back when I was in high school and even in college, I always said, I'm not going to need no new friends because the people I hang with now, they're going to be my friends forever. Like, we're going to be cool forever. However, I didn't know that as time went by, our interests would change. And as our interests changed, we just ventured out and went different ways. So it's like now all the people who I said I'll be friends with forever, not saying we're not friends now, it's just that we don't hang out as much because we have different interests.
Yeah.
So now it's like it put me in a position where it's like, okay, if I want to hang out with one of my friends, what can we do together? Like, what can we do and we can have fun? And when I think about it, it's like, okay, they're going to want to go here. I'm not going to want to do that. Or I'm going to go here. They're not going to want to do that. So it kind of forced me to make new friends. And it's like, as an adult, it's not as easy to make new friends because everyone's so busy. Everyone's just doing their own thing. And, you know, life comes with so much demands. It's not like grade school where it's 7 o'clock in the morning and we're all at school and it's still 2 o'clock. We're all going home from school.
Yeah.
It's now, I work at 7 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock and somebody else works from 10 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night. So it's like, that was something I struggled with. And, you know, I mean, it kind of was like a, it kind of was a benefit and a, I don't want to say curse, but it was kind of like a benefit and a disadvantage at the same time, because it's like, it's a disadvantage because it's like I'm losing the people who I grew up with, or, you know, I'm not hanging with them as much. But it's a benefit because it encourages me to meet other people and hang out with people who have similar interests as me.
And as you get older, you start to realize meeting new people, networking is actually more important than having these lifelong friends. You
I
know?
Agree.
I mean, of course, me and you, we've been homies for years. You know, we got a tight circle.
Right.
But at the same time, when you want to grow, when you want to find opportunities, when you want to network, when you want to get to that next level in life, you have to understand some people you got to let go. You remember that that video of Snoop Dogg when he was saying,
the closing the gap.
You got to close that gap. Some people ain't meant to be where you at. And I'm not trying to diss nobody. I ain't trying to listen. I love everybody I've encountered. But hey, sometimes I got to distance myself, you know, I got to get to a level in my life. And you have to understand a lot. Your journey is for you. When you travel your journey alone, that's because you were meant to do it alone, because it's your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody not meant to go on you with your journey. Some people can tag along. There's some people that are tagging along and that's okay. But you have to live for you. Okay, and then you have to understand where the people around you fit in. Okay, you can be an asset to people. You can help people do that. But understand your journey. Understand where you are in your life first.
And you know, one more thing I want to say about the whole changes of relationships. It's just, it sticks out to me. And this is very, like, this is a very epic moment for me to say this, because I'm not very sentimental and all that other stuff. Like, it's crazy to me how I done had so many friends in the past, like people I hung out with all the time saying we'll be cool forever, da da da. And all of them, you and I are still cool. Like, not And not even school. We're still close. I can say close. Like, and it's so crazy because out of all my other friends from the past, it's like, we're not as close. Like, we'll talk and we'll text here and there. But I speak to you. I mean, of course, we work at the same school. But, and that probably plays a role. But even so, I feel like we still can come back as like one. Like, we can still come back and we can still, you know, laugh at same things and still have the same mindset.
Yeah, I feel like there's a maturity that comes with that as well.
Right. So I feel like everybody else who I was cool with, not saying that I can't hang out with them now, but it's not. It's going to feel different.
Some people always feel different. Don't understand your growth.
Right.
And they're not meant to understand. The same way you're not going to understand everybody else's growth, you know. But there are some people who can stick around and they can understand that. They can be around and it makes it comfortable for you to grow, but also have this friendship with this person. Because, like, we don't talk all the time because we used to talk, like, all the time.
Right.
But, like, of course, we do still see each other all the time at work. But at the same time, we have an understanding. You know, it's like, I ain't got to talk to this nigga every day, but this is still my nigga at the end of the day. You feel me?
The next thing on the list is...
I didn't mean to say the N-word on your podcast. I got passionate.
The next thing on the list, and this is something I struggle with as well, responsibilities pick up.
Oh, yes.
Those responsibilities after college picks up.
My mom always said grown means responsibility. That's all grown means.
I'm going to use me for example. Being that I'm independent and, like, you know, I work in a job that requires a demand to meet, it's like my responsibilities have picked up a lot that I don't even have. I feel like I don't have that much time to myself. Like, I have a lot of time to myself, but I don't feel like I have that much time to myself, because when I leave work, I have to go to the gym. After I go to the gym, got to make something to eat or something like that. I may do a little work on my computer as far as my career, and then it's shower time and bedtime. That's pretty much what it is. So it's like,
do it again the next day.
Right. So responsibilities pick up. And while I was in college, I didn't have that many responsibilities. Like, I was literally working. I mean, I had responsibilities. I had the schoolwork and stuff, but it was like I was working, maybe do one or two assignments and I'm free. I didn't really have to do anything else regarding a career or something like that. I didn't have to do anything else like that. So it's like responsibilities pick up. And then when you're like independent as well, because I feel like in college, yeah, you're independent, but some people have roommates. You can split different house chores. You can split different things. But like when you're alone or some shit like that, it's like responsibilities pick up. Like I said, you got to do laundry. You got to cook. You got to clean. You got to do all this other stuff. And that's why sometimes I feel like I need a significant other just to, you know, accommodate that and to like compliment me in that area so I don't have to do everything. But them responsibilities really pick up.
Of course. I still live with my parents at the moment, so I mean, I don't have huge responsibilities. That's going to change very soon. 2019 going to be my year. Watch what I tell you. But, I mean, I plan to move out. But I had that taste of being independent when I was in college, you know. Like, but at the same time, like you said, I had the roommate, so I had to split those costs. But at the same time, it's still responsibility. You know, it's still, you know, duties that you have to handle. You know, there's bills that you have to pay, or you either gonna not have no lights, you're not gonna have no water, you're not gonna have nowhere to stay, you're not gonna have nothing to eat. So, and I understand the responsibility part, but as far as like those huge responsibilities, now I don't have those just yet, but I will have those soon. But that doesn't scare me, because, you know, these bills, these responsibilities that I'm gonna have soon is gonna be an investment. You know, it's going to help me to get to where I want to be, you know, help me within that growth stage, that what's next stage, basically. So, yeah.
And last on the list is changes of mentality.
Yeah. Can I start that one?
You can go ahead. Go ahead.
I was having a conversation with a coworker at work, and we were talking about basically that when you're in your 20s, but before 25.
Our coworker?
No.
Okay.
This is at my other job. But we were talking and we were just saying, like, you know, being under 25, your mentality is so different. And it was funny because he was mentioning how he turned 25 in just a few months. He can already see and feel the difference. And I told him the same thing. It was like, it's crazy because just within a few months, you know, it's so crazy how your mind can just change, how things are processed, how you look at things, how you understand things, how you analyze things. It's so different. Me at 27 now, I am totally different than I was when I was 24 and 25. Right. Hell, even 26. Mm-hmm. I can see the difference. And it's crazy because every year after I turned 25, it's been, I can't even explain how my mentality has grown, how my mind has been more open. But it's like I'm able to process things so much more, so much better, but it's so overwhelming. You know, because under 25, you feel like you know it all.
Right.
You feel like you got the damn answer. But after 25, that's when you come to realize, I don't know shit.
See, my biggest thing when it came to my change of mentality is that when I was younger, I never thought about securing my future. Like, I mean, I thought about it, but I never thought about it in a way how I think about it now. Because every decision I make as of this moment, I always think about, how does that benefit my life? Is that going to take me to that level I want to be at, or is that going to keep me where I'm at or make me take some steps backwards? You know, when I was younger, it was more so like party, party, party. That's all it was. It was party, party, party. Let me see what my friends are doing. Let me hang out with my friends. Let me do this. Let me do that.
I remember that.
It was, but now it's like more so of how can I take that step forward? What can I do to get to that stage of life that I want to be in? So that's where my change of mentality come from. It's just pretty much me securing my future. I'm trying to live in the present. Don't get me wrong. I'm living in the present. But at the same time, while living in the present, I want to make sure my present actions have a positive impact of my future. So that's where my change of mentality came in at.
That's dope. That should be the actual slogan.
What?
My present actions will help better my future. That's what you said?
I don't remember what I said.
He was in the moment. I was in the moment. Your present actions, though, but that just impacted the future, though, because that inspired the hell out of me. But right. I feel you, though. You definitely want to. You of course, you're going to be concerned about the future. You want to know what's going to happen tomorrow. But the truth is, you can't worry about tomorrow because you're living right now.
Right. So those are the top four things that we both struggled with when it came from going from college to the real world, or in other words, the adult world. It was changes in relationships, how responsibilities pick up, changes of mentality, and the what's next stage. Ward, do you have any advice for college students right now that you could tell them while they're in college so they can be prepared for when they enter this real world, such as the adult world?
Do not feel entitled. Don't ever feel like the world owes you something just because you did something right. That was my mistake. But continue to do the right thing. Don't get discouraged, because I've lost a job. I've lost some relationships. You know, I've had to move on and accept things that was really hard for me to accept. Some things that were uncomfortable. Some things that scared the hell out of me. But you have to be able to know in the back of your mind, in order for me to do better, in order for me to do more, this is what I have to do. This is who I have to become. It's your journey. Take it. Some people are able to run on their journey. You probably got to crawl. Crawl. One day you going to run. But just understand, the world doesn't owe you anything, but work your ass off. Put out some good, positive energy out into the world. Have your faith in God while you doing all this, and great things going to come to you.
My advice is to live in the moment, cherish those around you, and just be prepared for change. Things change after you leave college. So just know that change is inevitable. It's something that we all go through, and it helps us grow. So once you leave college, if things don't seem to take off for you or go in the direction that you wanted to go, or things just change in a way you didn't think, just know it's part of your growth. So that's my advice to college students. You heard it here first. This is the Mental Stimulation Conversation Podcast. I'm LK Hodge.
It's your boy D Ward. Thank you for listening.
And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at LK.Hodge. HODGE. And you can also follow the official Mental Stimulation Twitter and Instagram page at Mental STIM _.
And follow me at DWardVO on Instagram. And everything in my bio, you'll be able to find. I got a website and my other podcast. Look all that stuff up.
And we're out.
Holla.